Australia.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at tight ends. And we were just talking sex with Holly, who's talked sex with Beth on her show a couple times now.
Yeah, in front of her dad.
Yeah.
So, Holly's dad knows what position she likes to get it in. That's weird, man. That's weird. Holly's dad knows what type of sex toys she uses.
Well, that's what happens.
That's
what happens when you do a show with Beth. Is stuff
Holly's,
gets out.
Holly sends X-rated Snapchats to her dad. That's not true. I made the last part up, but yeah.
But see, now because of Beth, people know I want a sex robot.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I already told people that.
You told people that.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R.
Do you think after hearing that stuff that Holly's dad started watching stepdaughter porn?
Dude, you're shaking the table like crazy. I need napkins now. You've spilled my beer all over the place.
Oh, you blame me?
Well, you were shaking the table.
How about you blame the table?
Oh, fine.
All I did was take my arm off the table to do quote fingers.
Yeah, and it started shaking because you'd been leaning on it, and you're a large man. Jeez.
Do you think Holly's dad is now watching stepdaughter porn?
Probably.
Man, that's weird.
Yeah, that's freaky. So, all right, well, I guess we need to go through the NFL lines because...
Let's do it. I'll try to do it with my hands off the table.
Well... First off, no, this is on Ninja. You know why? Because he picked the table. Thank you. He picked the damn table.
That is true.
And it shakes. It's got a...
Excuse me.
Okay, so 504. So, Ninja, I don't want to say anything, but so far not off to a good start. Maybe you could get some napkins to put under the table like normal people do so that it's balanced.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Just saying. All right, well, we can talk about the game tonight. Rams -3 at 49ers. I hate this game. Zero interest in it, but I will bet. I am probably going to bet the under 40.
I like the Rams tonight.
Okay. A lot?
Not a lot, but I mean, I like the Rams.
Okay.
As long as you're giving up three or less.
Yeah, if it gets outside of three, I think you probably go the other way. I'm with you on that. That's if I had to play it, that's the direction I would go. But I am going to play the under. So I think these Thursday night unders... Until somebody decides to actually show up on offense, I'm going to keep playing them. Ravens -4 in England against your beloved Jaguars.
I like the Raiders.
Ravens, not
Raiders. Ravens. Oh, yeah.
Ravens Jaguars.
Oh, the Ravens Jags.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the Jags. I said that, but -4?
The Jags +4.
Yeah, I like the Jags getting points. I don't think I've bet on the Ravens all year yet.
Yeah.
I won't do it here because they lost Marshall Yonde now, and... That's the most important guy to that offensive line, and really to that offense maybe, outside of Joe Flacco. I think the Jags' defense might be really, really strong this week because I think they're going to do a lot of what they did to the Texans because the Ravens' line is just battered.
And the Jags are used to playing in England too.
They are.
And that's that's a plus. Okay, maybe one of the worst games you'll ever see, Browns -1.5 at Colts. Give me Colt.
I'm not giving up points with the Browns either. I'll give me the Colts,
yeah,
man. Give
I'll
me
take
that.
The Colts here. Steelers now -7.5 at the Bears. I will take the Bears to cover this. I think Bears are 6-0 in their last six home games against the spread.
Yeah, I would have liked it better if it would have just stayed at 7. Now, I don't want to bet on the Bears, but I'm not going to take the Steelers and give 7.5.
Yeah, I don't want to bet on the Bears, but I'll take the 7.5 points, and I will bet on them. Dolphins -6 at Jets.
Excuse me.
Okay, so that's two. That's at 506. You're now 2-for-2.
Give me the number on the Dolphins.
-6 Dolphins.
At the Jets?
Yeah.
Man. This could be a coming out party for my boy Jay Cutler, Smoking Jay.
Yeah.
I'll take Dolphins minus six. I'll say Dolphins blow them out.
That's one of those where I hold my nose and would also take Dolphins minus six because I think the Jets are just so awful. It's hard for me to give up six on the road with a team I don't trust.
And so. Jay's looked pretty good so far. Yes. Well, I mean, one game.
One game, that's the thing.
He looked pretty good.
Broncos now up to minus three at the Bills. I think I got to take Buffalo at that number.
Good luck. I would.
You're too close to the Bills. Broncos, for them, they've had two home games. They looked great last week against the Cowboys, but now they have to go back east, play at noon. I think the Bills' defense keeps this one close.
I don't even think the Bills' defense is that good anymore. I think that's the problem. Is people still think the Bills are like a defensive football team, but they're really not. The Bills are basically LeSean McCoy now, and we saw what the Broncos did to Zeke Elliott last week. I don't know why they wouldn't do the same thing to LeSean McCoy.
Well, I'm not playing it, but well, they're not at home either, and not playing it Mile High, and I think that there's a huge difference there going on the road to Buffalo. If it gets outside of three, which it probably will since it's gone from minus one to minus three, it gets to 3.5, I probably will bet this game. Patriots now 13.5 over your Texans.
I'm not giving up two touchdowns, but I'm damn sure not betting on the Texans in New England. That's a fool's play.
Well, this opened at 12. This is another one I'm going to watch. If it gets to 14.5, I think I would bet the Texans.
I don't think it'll get to 14.5.
It's gotten to 13.5 now, so I will keep an
eye
on
it. It might get
to
14. And then if somebody played it at 14, I wouldn't be able to fault them.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I think 14's the number, so if it gets to 14, like I said, 14.5, definitely. 14, maybe. Panthers minus 5.5 at home against Saint.
Man, I feel like Cam Newton's due to break out, and the Saints' sorry-ass defense is the kind of defense I could see him breaking out against.
It's the perfect game for him to break out, yes.
Saints on the road, I'll take Panthers.
Yeah, I'll take Panthers. That number's down to 5.5. I'm with you. I may actually play that. Buccaneers and Vikings, now a pick 'em at Minnesota.
I kind of like the Bucs.
I think a lot depends on if Sam Bradford's out there. I might take the Vikings.
I don't think Sam Bradford's out there.
Okay, then I got to take the Bucs. I can't
so
take
if
anything.
You're talking Case Keenum and it's a pick 'em, Case Keenum versus Jameis Winston, I'll take the Jameis Winston side.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I don't care where the game's played. You can play that game on the moon. I'll take the Jameis Winston side.
Falcons minus three now at the Lions. I think I would take the Lions here.
That number's not as big as I would have liked, honestly.
Yeah, it's not, but I think the Lions are playing really good. Although, short week worries me a little bit. But Falcons played Sunday night, too. And it is a dome, so that doesn't affect the Falcons as much on the road.
No.
But I like the Lions here. It's, again, not a play for me.
Not a play for me, but I would take the Falcons if I had to. What's the total on that game?
51.
I think that's an over.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's probably an over. Eagles now up to minus 6.5 against the Giants.
The Giants are so crappy.
Of course. Holly wants to know all about this one.
Truth be told, Carson Wentz has played very well. I'm starting to come around that I like what I'm seeing out of him. The Eagles' defense is crappy, but like they give up too many big plays.
Yeah.
But they're not giving up any big plays against the Giants. No way. The Giants, they don't have time to give up big plays.
What was it RJ tweeted out the other day? Seven straight games the Giants have scored fewer than 20 points.
Yeah, that's why I liked the Chiefs last week. I think I saw some stat where no team's given up more 25-plus yard touchdown passes than the Eagles. And then after week one where the Chiefs were doing that all over the Patriots, I was like, oh, that's like a Tyreek Hill special coming here. Tyreek Hill's going to eat these Eagles alive. And the Eagles actually played better than I thought they would defensively, but the Chiefs still covered. I like the Eagles here, though. I just think the Giants are a total mess right now. I don't think it's good.
Short week, too.
I don't think it's good when a coach is basically crapping on the Hall of Fame quarterback that he's got. You know, McAdoo doesn't have a lot going for him there in New York. What he does have going for him is Eli Manning and Odell Beckham. You might want to, like, pat those guys on the back instead of talking about how crappy they are.
Yeah, this one's actually going to be in Philly for the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's a good
huge Eagles fan, yeah. Titans minus 2.5 at home against the Seahawks.
God,
Seahawks have been awful on the road.
That number's getting lower.
I guess it
boils down to what do you really think of the Titans?
I'm not buying stock yet.
I'm not either, but I'm also not buying road stock on the Hawks. I assume, kind of like I assume with Cam Newton, that that he's due to break out. I assume the same about Russell Wilson. 2.5 is probably good enough that I would take the Seahawks to win at Tennessee. I don't feel great about it, though.
I don't either. I won't play it, but I'm kind of with you. That's the side I would be on. Chiefs minus 3 at Chargers. I'm on the Chiefs here. I know the Chargers have been close in their first two, but the Chiefs 5-0 against the spread last 5 road games. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't know that the Chargers have any home field advantage. I mean, they're literally playing in front of like a high school crowd, and not a Texas high school crowd. No, like
tickets are going $14 tonight for Rams games.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an Idaho high school football crowd at the Chargers games. I'm going to go. I like the Chiefs.
Packers minus 9 against the Bengals. Bengals have been awful. Fire their offensive coordinator. Packers are much, much better at home. That number's too big for me, though. I can't play it, but I think if you just I think the Packers are the team here. I can't play it at 9. That's
too
much.
It's too many points, so I wouldn't play it either, but I wouldn't bet the Bengals.
How about Raiders minus 3 at Redskins? I kind of like your Raiders here.
I like the Raiders, too. I mean, I know it's that negative body clock thing.
Well, not really. That's a night game.
It's the late start, isn't it?
That's the 7:30 game Sunday night. So that's fine. It's just traveling across.
Man, I think the Raiders, so far, the Raiders may be the best-looking team to me so far. I mean, has anybody impressed you more than what the Raiders have through two games?
Maybe the Chiefs, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I think those two teams have been.
Well, but, I mean, remember the Chiefs were in a dogfight last week.
Well, they were up 2 touchdowns, and Philly scored late and then recovered an onside kick that made it a dogfight. And that's a pretty good team that they
beat. But, I'm on that Raiders wagon for right now.
And then Cowboys are minus 3 on Monday night, but we'll talk about that on Monday.
Yeah.
So, there you go. How was that?
Thank you.
We got it all done. What do we have here, John? Okay.
Dirt free. That means free of dirt, Fred. Dirtless, as they would say. It's football season. You got boys coming over to hang out. You're going to barbecue. You're going to watch the game. But you've got dirty floors. They're gross. Gross. Well, guess what? It's a great time to get them cleaned with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Get the fall special for a limited time only. Dirt-free will clean one room free and give you $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard that right. $100 free speed dry with any purchase. The free room can be carpet, tile, doesn't matter. The other guys are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy toxic chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that make your family sick. Not dirt-free. Go toxic chemical-free with dirt-free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase over $120 and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
People who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change.
Remember, right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Tight Ends in League City. Lots of scenery here.
Aaron said Eli is a future Hall of Famer. Tell me more. Show me the picture of all the guys with 2 Super Bowl rings as quarterbacks who aren't in the Hall of Fame, and then we'll talk. Do you know of any?
Crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you think of Eli Manning, and I don't think Eli Manning's great anymore, but Eli Manning has 2 Super Bowl rings and, literally has some of the craziest Super Bowl highlights ever. If frickin' Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame, Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer. He won 2 Super Bowls in New York City. He's a Hall of Famer. So if you want me to tell you more, there's more. Eli Manning's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Clayton asking how's tight ends. I hear most people go for the amazing food. Foods, I brisket, chili, fantastic. You had the burger, fantastic.
Strong.
Taco McGiblets. Wow, Fred Fowler and AJ Is the Real are so bad nowadays. They used to be so real and pure, and now they try too hard. Cliche douchebags. Terrible.
That is true.
Yeah. And
I am
what?
A total douchebag these days. I used to be better about that.
I don't
Not anymore.
Honestly, I don't think either one of us have changed a bit. I think you've changed, Taco, and you've been blocked. Goodbye. 713-780-ESPN. I'm getting better about that. Somebody says crap like that, I just block them. Goodbye.
Yeah. And someone did tell me about Jim Plunkett. I don't know who it was that told me. Said Jim Plunkett. And I know. It was Jim Plunkett. I was saying, show me the picture of all the guys who did. Mm. I'm sorry, Jim Plunkett did win two quarters. Juggalo Trey is the one who's correcting me, by the way.
Of course, that's even worse.
Which makes me, it's the worst.
And Clayton, sarcasm doesn't come across on Twitter.
I know.
You have to, it's just the same thing with text. It's impossible.
I know.
We've tried so hard to.
I just blocked Juggalo Trey, by the way.
Oh, good move, good move. All right, let's see who else we can block. But
how dare you correct me, Juggalo Trey?
Shane Bell for you, sir.
Sam Adams guys offered me a beer, but they didn't bring it.
Really?
What the hell's that about?
I don't know. Maybe because you were drinking that. Oh, no, that was Granado.
It wasn't me. I'm going to flip the table over.
I think he's coming this way now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, see, he was socializing. That's what happened.
Thank you, sir. Mm. Brian says Breeze Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Breeze is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's getting in. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Stupid numbers, got a Super Bowl. Yeah, he's getting in.
And the guy puts up 5,000 yards every year. I think he's a lock. I think
someone asked me, like, maybe it was a couple weeks ago, I think they asked both of us, if only one of them could get in right now, Breeze or Aaron Rodgers.
Breeze.
It's Breeze, and it's not even close.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
He's had more time to build a resume, but his numbers are stupid compared to Aaron Rodgers, compared to anybody. His numbers are stupid, except Tom Brady.
Yeah. I think all three of those guys are in.
They are.
I think Eli's in. And if Kurt Warner's in.
Ben Roethlisberger in?
Yeah, I think Ben's
in. I think so,
in.
Too. Hmm.
What about, I don't know, I think that's probably, I think there's some guys who could eventually develop into that. I think Russell Wilson could develop into that.
Matt Ryan could.
Matt Ryan, Cam Newton could.
But
and then you still got a bunch of the young guys that you just don't
know.
If
you win an MVP, a league MVP, you're that's a pretty good building block towards a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But
anybody else who's
now,
like
though.
Whose career's winding down, like I don't think Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. I think Phillip Rivers is a really good player, and if Phillip Rivers had won a Super Bowl, he'd probably be a Hall of Famer. But because he didn't, I'm going to go no.
Yeah, I agree.
And don't give me the, well, how's Jim Kelly and Dan Marino get in? Well, because Jim Kelly and Dan Marino were better players than Phillip Rivers, and they just because
and
they didn't have a Super Bowl.
Dan Marino was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And got his team to a Super Bowl, at least, and just happened to run into that 49ers juggernaut. But, yeah, I just think it's – and let's keep in mind that the standards for these are pretty – they're pretty lame. Like almost all these quarterbacks get in, and yet they go all over receivers.
Ray, does Tony Romo get in? I go no.
I'm going to go with no.
There's a bunch of people on Twitter crapping on Taco now.
That's okay.
Taco. You're the douchebag, not us. I mean, Fred's a little bit douchey, and I'm douchey sometimes too, but you're a real douchebag for saying that about us.
I just... To say that we used to be real and now we're this. I don't. This show hasn't changed since we've been together. I mean, we're the same people. We do different bits, but if we have an opinion, it's actually an opinion we believe. And
yeah, you know who's changed, Taco? You've changed. You changed. You're the one who changed, not us. We're the same. We're still a couple all right dudes, Taco. You used to be cool. Now you're an a-hole. And if I weren't on the radio, I would say the whole word. But I am. I've got a job to protect.
Hey, sometimes we're dickweeds, and sometimes we're not. But that hasn't changed. Honestly, the only thing really different about the show, hell, I can't think of anything different. I don't think we've changed at all.
It's only a different time.
I respond to people like that a lot.
Jong has changed.
He has. Maybe that's the problem.
And Jong changed the minute he started getting booty.
Really?
Like, once Jong became a ladies' man, he changed.
And now he's getting married and stuff. Yeah, I think that's the problem. He's bringing us down.
But everyone changes once they have sex for the first time.
I'll let you know when that happens, because maybe I will change.
I can't wait. I need you to change.
713-780-ESPN is your number.
Lamont says, you guys explain the politics of Hall of Fame and yet are confident the people you've named are locks. The politics of Hall of Fame, and Lamont, I'm going to put this as gently as possible, only pertains to militant blacks, as far as I can tell so far. If you're like a black guy who makes white old journalists uncomfortable, then you're probably not getting in. But all those guys we're talking about, all those white guys, they're probably getting in.
Yeah, I think the reality is, well, I told you a story about Lawrence Taylor and how they didn't want to get him in there.
Yeah.
And a big guy is John McClain was really in a big part of him getting in the Hall of Fame, that there's even a discussion about Lawrence Taylor. To me, there should be none. There should have been none about Terrell Owens. There should be none about Randy Moss. But guess what? There will be. And I will say, I've been telling you for years how the politics of that thing works. And when you finally got to meet those guys and saw how blatant it is, yeah, and nice white guy quarterbacks are going to get in. That's pretty much what it is.
And one alleged rapist quarterback who happens to also be white, he's going to get in.
Alleged.
Basically, if you played for the Steelers ever, you pretty much get in the Hall of Fame. We know that.
If you're good.
Yeah. If you win a Super Bowl with the Steelers and you're pretty good, you're going to the Hall of Fame. That's been laid out for us with guys like Lynn Swann, and, you know, they go.
Yeah.
They're in.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you wish to text the show. But right now, I am going to tell you, if you liked what you heard about any of those lines and you want to know where you can get in, mybookie.ag, industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the action. There's action tonight. There's college. There's NFL. Well, they have you covered. In-game live betting, so if you get home late and miss a start, you're covered. User-friendly mobile site, which is awesome. I love using the mobile site. And if you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Start winning big today. If you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, well, MyBookie is going to take care of you on that. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. And for those of you like me who like to play a little ponies too, yeah. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account, and you can play all of those. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Tight Ends. And, yeah, there's just a lot of distractions here, I have to say. Hey, do we have Brad? Okay, so joining us, as he does every week, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Good buddy Brad Powers. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, not much. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We're doing awesome because we're at a place that has a lot of very attractive young women
who are wearing just their underwear.
Yeah, pretty much just their underwear.
Yeah, so. A lot of ass around here, Brad.
I wish I could be there with you guys.
Yeah, well, the good news is you can at least get down on your action legally. So, Let's talk about some games this week. I'm getting a lot of people asking about this Michigan game, and you know, because I know Purdue's looked pretty good here early. Michigan not necessarily has. Do you see an upset there, or how do you see that game going?
I don't. I go the opposite. When everyone starts talking upset and the public starts talking a popular public underdog, I go the opposite way. This game's played 3 weeks ago. Michigan's probably laying 21. And look, I've upgraded Purdue more than any other team in the country. I got them. You know, from the start of the season, almost 10 points up in my power ratings. They've covered their first three games by a combined 77 points. But I think so much of their success has now grabbed the attention of Michigan who's off a couple of games against Cincinnati and Air Force. Yes, they didn't cover. They struggled a little bit, but it's not like they're off big-time performances, and they have a bye on deck, so they can circle this game here. I think 10's a cheap number. I'm leaning with Michigan minus the points.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you on that one. What about kind of a similar situation with Florida? That number's down to 2 against Kentucky.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I was down at the win here in Vegas on Sunday. I bet Kentucky plus 4. I like Kentucky in this game, but now that it's gone down to 1.5, it's awfully tough not to maybe play Florida a little bit back and hope the game falls on 3. I'm not sure I'm going to do that, but let's talk about series domination. Florida's won 30 straight times in the series. That's the longest active streak in the country. They've covered 9 of the last 10 in the series, so a lot of Kentucky money going up against those series trends. I do like the spot here for Kentucky. I think this is a game they circled all offseason because of the long losing streak. They should feel pretty confident off to a 3-0 start. They had a big game against South Carolina last week, a big win for them. Florida, are they going to advance forward on offense after the big Hail Mary touchdown pass, or is this going to be an emotional letdown for them? I'll stand by my original Kentucky plus 4 ticket, but obviously a lot of value lost there with that line dropping through a key 3 number.
I think Oklahoma State's very good, but I think TCU, people have been off on their numbers for a while now. I think TCU is maybe the most underappreciated good football team in the country. And I think getting 13 points, almost 2 touchdowns, against really anybody. I don't know that I wouldn't play TCU plus 13 against anybody in the country damn near right now. Am I just blind to what's going on here and how good Oklahoma State is? Or is there some actual value on TCU?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to lean that way at the current 13 number. And let me preface by saying I went up against Oklahoma State last week and got my teeth kicked down my throat in that one. That was a losing ticket by the middle of the first quarter. So a lot of times after I lose something like that in that bad a fashion, I usually don't line up and you know, want to put a lot of my hard-earned money against that team again. But you're right, TCU, they're not feeling a lot of respect in this particular line. They're 12-3 against the spread and road underdogs since 2009. Their defense, you know, prior to last week had looked very much improved. I do worry that SMU was able to move up and down the field for them there. At the current 13 line, very slightest of leans here on TCU plus the points for me.
When is A&M going to stop being favored in football games? I don't understand. I've watched them play many games now, and I don't understand how I could open up my newspaper and see a minus next to Texas A&M. What am I missing out here on this?
Well, they probably should be minus, considering that they always find a way somehow to beat Arkansas. They've done it, I think, each of the last 4 years, 3 of them in unbelievable close fashion. Even last year's game was much closer than the final. I agree with you. The lean for me is going to be Arkansas plus the points. I like the fact that they're coming off a bye. Both coaches deserve to be on the hot seat, in my opinion. I mean, Texas A&M had to, and maybe they finally found their offense in the second half of the game against Louisiana Lafayette. They outscored the Cajuns 31-0, but I'm leaning Arkansas plus the points, but I'll preface by saying I've liked Arkansas in this series a lot each of the last 4 years and haven't come away with a winner. So I think the game goes right down to the wire, just like a lot of these games in the last 4 years.
Is Mississippi State a team that's being undervalued? I noticed that the line has come down a little bit against Georgia, but they've been pretty darn good here early. I think people forget Dan Mullen can coach. And after what they did to LSU last week, is there value in them, or are you on the other side?
Yeah, I think I'm on the other side. Just because, and look, if they beat me, they beat me here, and then I'll definitely adjust my power ratings and put them right up there near the top 10 in the country. I just worry about the situation. They're off such a big-time performance. Beating LSU, a team that had their number for so many years, by 30 points, I think is significant. Now you're traveling on the road to take on what I think is a top 5 defense in the country. Don't believe me, ask Notre Dame's rushing offense. Notre Dame's put up over 400 yards against Temple, over 500 yards against Boston College, and it can only manage 50 against Georgia. Georgia had their flat spot last week against Samford. They can circle this game. It's in between the hedges. I think the best bet in the game, I'm going lower scoring. I'm going under 48.5. That's my favorite ticket here, but I'm also leaning with Georgia minus the points.
At that Oklahoma State TCU game, I freaking love the over. I'm going to bet a small child on that. I want to get to Texas Tech in Houston because that's a game of interest to people here in the city. UH at 6.5 right now, and really not. They missed that first game, so there's not a huge body of work for them yet. Texas Tech's looked pretty good in its first 2 games. How do you see this one?
Yeah, you're right. Not a lot of data points for Houston, but they've exceeded my expectations in both of those games. I thought you know, the game against Arizona was a pick 'em. They won by three. That slightly exceeded my expectations. And then, you know, last week they were about a 24-point favorite against Rice, and they were very kind to Rice in the second half. They could have won that game by 50 if they wanted to. It's tough, though, laying a touchdown against an in-state Power 5 opponent. Texas Tech 7-2 against the spread as an away underdog. They looked really good so far this season. I know they pushed last week's game. But, yeah, give me Texas Tech plus the 6.5, one of the more exciting games. Shootout, obviously points aplenty there. I got Houston like 38-35.
All right. Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one as well. I think that's a pretty big number.
Let me ask you one maybe a little bit off the radar that I circled and I like a lot. And San Diego State's coming off a big win against Stanford. They're feeling good. They're ranked. Air Force is coming off a pretty disappointing loss to Michigan, even though they did play well. I had this game circled because I remember San Diego State beating Air Force in the Mountain West Conference Finals like a year and a half, 2 years ago, I guess. I like Air Force a lot here coming off this spot where San Diego State just got a big win and Air Force had sort of a disappointing loss. I feel like Air Force getting 3.5 is kind of a value. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, totally agree with you. And the money's been on Air Force this week. That opened 6 on Sunday down to your 3.5. Now, San Diego State's played well against Air Force since Rocky Long took over. They haven't lost a game straight up, and they covered 4 of those 5 matchups. You're right, but they didn't cover that game you were talking about, the Mountain West Championship game. They failed to cover it by 3 or 4 points. I love this situational spot here. Air Force back at home. San Diego State playing in slight altitude there, off 2 back-to-back wins over Arizona State and Stanford. Yeah, I think it's a very close game, comes down the wire, but give me the home underdog plus the points.
Any thoughts on Alabama-Vanderbilt? Usually you're not getting, you know, Alabama only giving 19.5 against Vanderbilt on the surface, seems, well, down to 19 now. Seems like a pretty good number for Alabama. Vanderbilt, though, plays pretty damn good defense. How do you see that game?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's tough laying 18.5 to a team that's only given up 13 total points the entire season so far in Vanderbilt's defense. But with that being said, I'm rolling Tide because of Vanderbilt's hot start, because they pulled the outright upset over Kansas State last week. I think that's fully grabbed Alabama's attention and full focus. Alabama's off a pair of Mountain West opponents in Colorado State and Fresno State, so it's not like they're off a big-time game and it's a letdown for them. And I also think they're going to travel very well here. They haven't played at, despite these two teams being in the same conference, and this is why I've kind of hated the 14-team conferences, they play in the same conference. Alabama hasn't played here since 2007, so I expect a lot of Crimson Tide fans to show up. It's a great city to make a road trip to for the weekend. So 50-50 crowd, can't give Vanderbilt the full home field advantage. Lay it and play it with the Crimson Tide. They roll, win by 3 touchdowns.
All right, one more I want to ask you about, because this is a number that a lot of people seem to be on Michigan State in the Michigan State-Notre Dame game. The number is down to, I'm seeing it down to 3.5. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I like Michigan State. I bet them early in the week. I worry when everyone starts, you know, picking them. No, I got to be honest with you. If everyone was right, they wouldn't be building new casinos here in Vegas. I'll tell you why I originally liked it. Pure technical for me. Michigan State last 18 times they've been an underdog under Mark D'Antonio. 15-3 against the spread, 12 outright upsets. And even in last year's 3-9 season, they beat Notre Dame outright in South Bend, covered against Ohio State, almost beat the Buckeyes outright, and covered against Michigan. So they find a way to get up against their big-time rivals. They play with that chip on their shoulder. And Notre Dame cannot handle close games. Last 6 times they've been a single-digit favorite. They're 0-6 against the spread. And even more damning on Brian Kelly, they've lost all 6 of those games outright as a single-digit favorite. So because of that, and because Michigan State's off a bye at home at night, give me the Spartans plus the points. But you're right, everyone's picking it, and I'm kind of lowering my expectations a little bit because I don't like when the whole world's going one way. I usually like to go the other.
Yeah, agreed. All right, that's Brad Powers, lead football analyst for pregame.com, which if you've not been on pregame, you need to be. The event center is worth it, and it's free. And Brad has great stuff on there, and he's a great Twitter follow at BradPowers7. If nothing else, just to get his Vegas rankings each week, which are gold, I have to say. Brad, appreciate the time, man. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Take care, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
All right.
All right, guys, got to tell you about mycomputercareer.edu. Maybe you're tired of the job you're working in. Maybe you're not making enough money. Maybe you just hate your boss. Well, it's not too late to make a change, guys. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You take classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get in the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I'll forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to text the show, you're welcome to. If you're going to text nonsense, we're not going to read it. So it's that simple. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We have another student-teacher sex scandal in Arkansas.
All right.
Just in time for the Aggie game. Jesse Lorene Goline. Is that not the most Arkansas name ever?
Goline. Goline.
Don't take my man, Goline. No, she took four of them. She faces one count of first-degree sexual assault. The prosecutor said the single charge was filed because only one of the students was under the age of 18 at the time. So she only
slept with one underage.
Underage, but she slept with four students. I mean, that's a good number. It's a good brown number.
Well, what'd she look like?
I'm going to say a really solid Arkansas 6. Hmm. Pretty much a 3.5.
Oh.
You probably make her a 5. Because you overrate these guys.
Oh.
But it's a mugshot. I mean, maybe.
Okay, put yourself in your high school
18-year-old. It doesn't matter.
You're mashing, aren't
anything
you?
Anything but a one.
Yeah.
Anything but the elephant woman. Yeah. So, but apparently the students said that they had texted Goline, and their conversations became more sexual over time, which is fairly common. One student was dropped off by a friend at her residence in Jonesboro, where the two had sex. Another student enrolled in her class said the teacher picked him up one afternoon, took him to her apartment where they had sex before she took him back home.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice when...
That's even better, man.
When your teacher has sex with you and then gives you a ride back home,
that's really
nice.
I mean, I'm all for that. I'm starting to like her. I'm going to up her ranking a little bit.
I were a teacher and I had sex with a student, I would make them take an Uber home.
Exactly.
But I'm not.
And I wouldn't pay for the Uber.
No.
No, they have to pay for that Uber
themselves. No, I would let them install the app on my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I do that.
But then they're gone.
That's the right thing to do.
After that, they're out of my hair. They're not my problem anymore.
But an investigation began in April.
Also, note, I would never sleep with an underage girl if I were a teacher.
No, I would make
only
sure that 18.
Yes. Or 17 if I lived in a state where that was the age of consent.
Yeah, 18. I'm just going to go with 18.
No.
I'm not going to take any chances.
I'd know the rules before I played the game.
Okay.
For sure.
I would just say 18 and leave it at that.
All right.
I mean,
all right.
Just,
you feel like that's a safe bet?
Yeah, that's a safe bet because that way if they're lying, well, I'm checking their ID. I'm not pulling a Lawrence Taylor. I'm going to ID those suckers.
It's the oldest perfection in the world.
So, I need to see your driver's license, please. I know you're a senior, but I still want to see your
driver's
license.
I don't ID them.
Well, I think we've all learned from that, right? That you have to ID them. So an investigation began in April when school officials learned that a concerned parent had threatened to do bodily harm to one of their teachers. The parent had accused Goline of having sex with multiple students. While school officials were trying to report the accusations to a hotline, Goline came into administrative office and started crying, prompting the school's principal to ask what was wrong. She reportedly only shook her head and replied, "No, no," several times. She was released at 3:04 p.m. from the Craighead County Jail. Jesse Lorene Goline.
Goline.
Jonesboro, Arkansas. I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little harsh on her. Maybe she is a 5.
5. It's not bad. I mean, for a teacher?
Yeah, I mean, I would. Don't get me wrong. If I were a student, I don't know if I would now.
No.
No.
So, you're too old for
it. I'm too old for it, definitely. I'm like, you know, that's my grandson who hasn't been born yet.
All right.
That she'd be going after. So, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. This is an epidemic, these teachers sleeping with students. I see, this is where I wanted to be born much later. Because if I were a student now, I'd want one of those teachers.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you pray for when you're young.
God, yeah. That's what guys do, not girls. That's different. Maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I know nothing about girls or women. There's
all
no
I know is that when I was in high school, and I'm pretty sure I've told this story before, my health teacher, who was also the athletic trainer for the football team, was so hot, and I was fully convinced that she was interested in me.
Well, when I was in junior high...
And then I made a play, and she definitely wasn't interested in me.
When I was in junior high, there was a...
She was like, dude, you're a kid, you know? I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that detail. You're a grown woman, and I'm a child.
When I was in junior high, we had a gym teacher who was hyper hot that everybody... no way she would even...
Well, you're in junior high. You probably wouldn't even... believe that you had a remote opportunity, you know.
Well, no, I never believed I had a remote opportunity, but I was still interested. She was hot back then. I'm thinking now, she was probably about 24, 25. Probably not so hot now, so I probably shouldn't say that.
Well,
yeah.
Juggalo Trey says, regardless if she's 18 or not, it's illegal to bang students if you're a teacher in Texas. I know the law, Juggalo Trey. I'm just telling you what I would do anyway.
Yeah, everybody says if you Google her picture, she looks much better. She's probably a 6.
And Brandon says, does that apply to professors also? And I'm pretty sure that yes, it
actually,
does.
Actually, no, I don't think it does.
No?
Yeah, I mean, you sign a morals contract that says...
Like, so it might be frowned down at the school, but not legally?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Like, so you could get fired, but not arrested.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Very cool. But,
thank you.
Thanks, man.
He doesn't want to be the Gym of the Day.
Yeah, well, I don't want him winding up on Gym of the Day.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, man. So, remind you, we're out here at Tight Ends, and if you're looking for something to do, come on out here. Lots of excellent scenery. The food's really good. People out here are great. And tomorrow, no AJ.
I'm gone.
You're going to be gone, but Jerome and I will be out at the Big City Wings off of Highway 6. And I would just tell you, some of that area is still flooded, so if you're coming out, please leave a little bit early. I know I'm going to have to leave a little bit early, and we'll be doing the show out there.
Okay.
So you will be bleep-faced by then, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
I hope so. You're getting there pretty early, right?
I'm hoping to get there around 2.
Oh, God, yeah. You'll be by 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be.
I'll be in.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show.
DraftKings.com. Oh, Raising Cane's. Good call, John. Good way to stop me. I was going to read a DraftKings read there. But people don't want to hear about that right now. They want to hear about chicken fingers. And that's good. Chicken fingers are delicious. And Raising Cane's, as always, doing great things for our city. One of the coolest things about Raising Cane's, besides the food is out of this world. I tell you about it all the time. The chicken fingers, which are always fresh, never frozen. They're cooked when you order. They're out of this world. The great sides like the crinkle cut fries and the Texas toast and the awesome cane sauce. That's all great and good. The best thing about Raising Cane's, though, in my opinion, is that they give back to the communities that they're in. They support thousands of local causes, organizations, and events every single year, including those that focus on the following areas: enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles and business development. And next week on Wednesday, they're doing something special for us, guys. Wednesday, September 27th, all Texas Raising Cane's are hosting a fundraiser where 100% of net proceeds will go to the Hurricane Harvey efforts. Cane's is working with United Way on this. They'll be at it all day long. So any chicken finger you buy on September 27th, the proceeds are going to go straight to Hurricane Harvey relief. It's an awesome thing they're doing. They'll also be taking cash donations at every Raising Cane's site. So if you've been thinking, man, I'd love to try Raising Cane's, next Wednesday is the perfect day to give them a shot, because 100% of proceeds going back to Hurricane Harvey efforts. So thanks to Raising Cane's for that. And make sure you give Raising Cane's a try. They're all over the city of Houston. Give them a shot. Raising Cane's, one love.
Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
ESPN 97.5.